The violet flame was being brought forth and anchored into this room, extended to us as part of the activity of the rays. We are each being invited to receive a fire bath of this energy. It cleanses our auric fields, allow us to experience the graceful and gentle burning away of the residue of older forms of more extreme masculine and feminine polarity and duality. So regardless of what kinds of challenging dynamics may have existed or still exist for you in relationship to the masculine and the feminine, in the presence of the violet flame, we're being called into sacred ceremony and connection with all of those emissaries of love and light, like ourselves, that are choosing to spiral into the integration point together. So regardless of what kinds of dynamics of polarity we have experienced, through the violet flame we can connect with those who are ready to support our journey into integration and wholeness. And so we may step into the violet flame and meet with the various masculine and feminine selves that we have chosen to help balance and to receive the way in which they are coming to help balance us. And so let us affirm silently to our brothers and sisters of wholeness and integration throughout the world through this violet flame that we are here for you. We are here to take the plunge with you into this healing inner spiral, to this new pool of enlightenment and healing. And so we are willing to forgive each of you for how you have contributed to duality, to construct polarity. We are willing to forgive you for how you have reinforced this or taken it personally or fed conflict in any way that was destabilizing for others. As we offer this, we also open our hearts to receive it. As all of our karma is now being absolved, we are able to receive an acceleration of all the learnings and experiences that we have had as a human family, coalescing, accelerating, spiraling inward, as we are awakening to the eyes of love and the eyes of compassion. Imagine that you are beginning to dance around this sacred violet fire, like a bonfire that has been lit for this special ceremony. You are beginning to dance into the edges of the fire, beginning to even spiral into it and through it, into the very core of this flame, where your eyes are meeting with thousands of eyes. They're all seeing each other as equals. They're all connecting through the eye of one. Allow the awareness of the eye of one to imprint into your consciousness, to find its home within you, the place where the masculine and the feminine have become one. One seeing, one knowing, one feeling. Frequency together to embody it and make it available. For these two fields to combine within you, to allow these two fields to meet, to merge, to dance with one another. It is a very powerful planetary activation. And a restoration of something that has not been embodied on this planet for a very long time. Each one of you listening to this have been called to the sacred ceremony of forgiveness in preparation for a sacred marriage that is beginning to take place. Planetary masculine, planetary feminine are arising within you, beginning to dance in a sacred ceremony of marriage. And at a certain point, when these energies have danced and spiraled around each other, activating enough of the keepers of frequency for you to hold the frequency of this marriage, when enough of you are sufficiently attuned and prepared to contain this, then this sacred marriage will begin to take place as the beginning of a very profound planetary initiation. You will feel these masculine and feminine fields coming together in sacred union. This marriage is a very powerful catalyst. It happens on every world that enters into an ascension process, such as the one you are poised to enter. Cannot fully imagine the power of this, looking at it on the stage preparation. But you will come to understand why so much preparation is needed. As the frequency of this union is so powerful, it will be frightening for some to feel the potential to embody such creative power. And such power is held through love and balance with the heart. And so those courageous hearts, such as yourselves, will clear away the fear of surrendering to this frequency and allowing this ceremony to take place within you. So many have been seeking an experience of deeper union and partnership. In a very real sense, this planetary marriage will fulfill part what many have been seeking. And at the same time, once this ceremony occurs, continues to unfold, it will begin to facilitate and support and allow deeper unions, deeper partnerships, deeper and even more multidimensional marriages to begin taking place. The relationships of the future become the present. You will see whole new kinds of dynamics emerge in the world. In relationships, in families, the way in which you all communicate with each other, there will be more balance. There will be more peace. Okay, so it's always good to send some of your energy down to the earth, to ground yourself, take some deep breaths. There were some pieces of that message that to me felt like it contained an invitation to some discussion about what was coming through. So there's a couple things that I can share to kind of start that out. This was the first time that I had gotten a download about this, because actually since I've been coming to Australia and doing these sessions, there's been a series of messages that have come in over time. There was a couple of years ago that the Ascended Master Saint Germain came in and started describing this ceremony of forgiveness. And the way that it looked was that there were thousands of people that had been called together to participate at any given time in this ceremony taking place multidimensionally. And men and women were being called as representatives of the masculine and the feminine on a planetary scale to step up into the violet flame and to forgive each other for any way in which they had participated in duality or harmed one another, or anything that was or judged one another or created separation. And so it's like they were taking turns forgiving each other, and it was done in a symbolic way. So like each male energy was forgiving all of the feminine energy for how it had participated in duality, and each woman was forgiving all of the masculine within the male person that was stepping up into the flame. And this began as like a planetary ceremony that it just didn't happen just in one day. It's been ongoing. it's been happening for years now. So more and more people are getting called into the space of the violet flame, and it's actually fulfilling part of the reason why the violet flame was created in the first place, which Saint Germain has been talking about, how there are many different reasons why the violet flame was created as a planetary healing dispensation that are going to be revealed to us. There's a lot that we still don't know. Even with all the things that have been channeled for almost 100 years now about the violet flame, a lot of that in some ways has been the introduction. So there's a lot more. Well, I've also known about how a lot of beings that were trained in the ancient Egyptian mystery schools went through these different initiations on the masculine and the feminine side, and there are many souls that have come from or right out of the mystery schools or feel connected to the work of the mystery schools that are kind of picking up where they left off in those Egyptian lifetimes and are going to that next level of balance and integration between the masculine and the feminine. But this was the first time that I was shown this concept of a sacred marriage taking place between a sort of a planetary masculine energy and a planetary feminine, and that those energies currently are arising as part of the Kundalini energy of the Earth, and they are in a kind of a dance with each other in a way that is actually part of this ceremony of forgiveness. Because I was shown the ceremony of forgiveness before and that it was ongoing, but now I'm seeing these planetary masculine and feminine energies spiraling around that are creating a part of that ceremony, and how once enough people are ready to hold the frequency, then a union is taking place between those energies. And once that occurs, after that point historically, it's going to make it possible for men and women to experience a much deeper and profound union. Like right now, we've all been experiencing partnership dynamics, and of course this is not limited to only heterosexual relationships, so I'm just putting in that context. We've been experiencing partnership dynamics within a global field of polarized masculine feminine energy. Well, once at least part of that planetary masculine feminine energy has become unified, it means that a whole new level of partnership dynamic is going to become possible. Not that there aren't rare exceptions and people that are modeling that energy in the world now, because there are, but we're talking about a field being present that will make it possible for some soulmates to find each other within that field and go deeper into union than they could have gone if that field wasn't present on the planet. And it will also accelerate the healing of male-female polarity issues, you know, which exist between gay couples as well. It's still male-female polarity issues being worked out, you know, regardless of the configuration. Anyway, so that's my commentary. There's a frequency of sacral chakra energy that comes more from the feminine that is actually one of the unifying forces on the planet. It's meant to unify and to bring the human energy into community through that, and through the honor and respect of creativity, you know, which is what grounds and births the frequency of our souls into the body. It grounds our multidimensionality through that chakra, and specifically through the feminine part of that frequency. That's the more unifying aspect of it, whereas the masculine empowers the dimensional part of that. So women were meant to be able to hold that frequency and feel safe holding a sacral chakra that's like expanded out to here, you know, and that's broadcasting for miles, you know. But the thing is that, you know, but you know, women have not felt safe and have not been safe to broadcast in that way, because it can attract, you know, unwanted energies that want to have a piece of that energy and come from a place of that wounded energy. And feel that feel separate from that within themselves. I remember when I started going through my initiate training and all of my tantric initiations from Egypt were coming back to me, I was noticing other people that had been through the Egyptian Mystery School, and some of the women I met, I could see that their chakras were more expanded in certain ways. And I remember the guidance that came through to me was, you must find that within yourself. So I could feel the polarity energy. I could feel the part of my masculine that was still in a state of polarity with those feminine frequencies and was feeling attraction to them. But then the guidance was saying, no, find that within yourself. So I had to let go of attachment to the male polarity in order to free myself from attachment to the female polarity. And then there was this beautiful moment when I felt the male polarity snap back into alignment with the goddess field universally. And it just blasted open the back of my heart. And suddenly I felt like I was connected to myself multidimensionally. And I could see the source within me. I could see the masculine and feminine field universally. And there was no more attraction energy. There was just a unified field. There was a field that guides you who to be with and how to be with them. Because it's coming from the soul level of all beings and what serves the community, not just the individuals, but what serves the entire community. You know, and yeah, it's, we're getting closer to the point where that is more common. But one of the other messages that I did not speak out, which I was getting, was it was a message saying that the time is coming through this sacred planetary marriage where there will be enough men stepping up to hold that field of empowerment on a planetary level.
It's funny, you still have to know this.
I was like, what's the activity of here?
Is that celebrating.
I thought it was disbelief.
At the very end of that last your channel piece, I got a vision of a man.
Ooh.
He had a grey beard, fairly wild grey hair, and he had tan skin, and he said to me, I'm a woodsman.
Oh.
And he was not talking about cutting down trees or anything. He was connected to the forest. He was connected to the land. He was connected to nature. And that's what he said. I am a woods man.
Oh,
isn't that wild?
Nice.
And I never see that sort of thing.
Can I suggest that maybe he actually came and hit you on the foot yesterday?
But
he's the feminine side of body.
I was quite, I found it quite interesting. I was a little resistant to giving up the polarity because of the attraction factor. I've done quite a lot of David Derrida's work where it's in a relationship you need to have the polarity of masculine and feminine in order to come together. So when you first started talking about the unity of polarity, I'm going, No, that's not going to work. But then as you went on, I suddenly realized what the union could mean in the depths of a relationship and how it would burst out into the universe and into our society and heal so many things.
Yeah. You know,
that's when this man appeared.
What's interesting about what you're saying is that, you know, this point of union is, it's not a point where all polarity disappears. Mm-hmm. It's where polarity comes into a state of harmony and balance and integration. Such that they are able, yes, the dance is still
the dance
there,
is still
but
there.
They are able to ascend in a balanced state, not one rising above the other. They're empowering each other's ascension from a place of integration and unity consciousness, So it's like you kind of imagine like the frequencies that go like that.
Yes.
And so in this part it's polarized from a state of not being integrated where, you know, the masculine doesn't see the feminine within itself. It projects that it's external, you mm-hmm. know, and the feminine mm-hmm. does the same. Mm-hmm. But then when you cross over to
and
that next level, they still come
yeah.
into
those
a place
points.
Where there's a dance,
yeah.
a polarity, but it's a dance from within that state of the masculine's now within the feminine, the feminine's
yeah.
within the masculine.
Yeah.
We can
yeah.
see that, we can feel that, and we are holding it together.
Yeah.
Flow instead of clash.
Yeah.